FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Anybody would have written this script with the exception of FC Radio.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of This Club Is My Club, right here on your very own FCUM Radio. On this week's show, we'll have reaction and interviews from Saturday's tough away game at League Leaders Buxton. And before kick-off in the Derbyshire fog, I caught up with FC United manager Neil Reynolds.
Neil, welcome to Silverlands. I think it's Silverlands, I can't actually tell. I mean, the fog is... I don't think it's as bad as Nantwich a few years back, before your time, but it's pretty foggy. I mean, what's your thoughts on, at the moment, as we record this, at just gone 1:30 on Saturday?
I'm not sure, Ben. A couple of stats. I think Mike Fulton has just told me it's the biggest market town in England. That was a good stat.
And then
highest, was it, not biggest. And then my ears have just popped as we got here, so I'm struggling to hear out my left ear. But looking across now, it doesn't look great. You know, I can't see the far corner flag, and I'm only, 80 yards away from it. I wouldn't like to be a fan in that top corner if you're kind of looking at a defensive shape. So I don't know. And, you know, I'll be devastated if we get here and it's called off today. But, you know, Dave Ashurst, one of our directors, has just come out and he's optimistic and he said, listen, it's better now than it was 20 minutes ago. So I think all we can do is keep our fingers crossed and pray.
Now, when it comes to the actual game itself, this is probably one of the toughest tests of the season thus far. What's your thoughts on the challenge of Buxton this afternoon?
They're by far the best team we've played all season, you know, and that's not me being critical against other sides. You know, they're organised, they're big, they're strong, they're experienced, they've got players that should be playing National League, League Two even. They've got a chairman that's you know, he's great, he's bankrolling the side, he's saying that he can rival South Shields' budget. So, you know, you come here today and think, right, OK, what have we got? Whether we drew with them 1-1, we're on a good run ourselves, so we're not coming here with any fear today, you know, and I'm not being arrogant by saying that, you know, if they beat us, they beat us, and they're expected to beat us, but football's a funny game, isn't it? We've got a good side out today, we're going to be organised, we've worked a lot in training this week, and we're coming here to get something, like we did at Stafford last week. You know, very rarely do I go anywhere and settle for a point. I won't be doing that today. I'm going to go here and try and win the game, and, you know, good quarter five, we win, if we lose, we lose. It's one of them, but... You know, I hope people have a good day out today and we'll do everything we can do to get the right result.
Our record against the top four this season has not been too bad. We beat Bamber Bridge, we drew with South Shields and Buxton. We should have at least got a point at Matlock.
Yeah.
So there is nothing to fear, really. And Cone have beaten Buxton here, so it is possible.
Of course it is. You know, we watched them last week in the FA Cup. You know, obviously they're a good side, but everything's possible in football. I'm not... You know, it's like me going to South Shields. I never went to South Shields and thought, you know, are we going to get beat tonight? No, we go and give them a good game. We any game we go into, and I think when we're strong, we've got a strong squad, we can go and rival people. And, you know, for as much as, you know, we may be cautious about Buxton, trust me, they'll be cautious about us. They know we're a good footballing side. You know, Cunningham knows the way I play. You know, it's going to be two managers that, you know, good friends, but at the end of the day, come 3 o'clock, we're going toe-to-toe with each other. And, you know, hopefully, you know, the pressure gets the better of them and we're going to get something. But, you know, fingers crossed the game's on, Ben. Like I said, we've got a good side. We've got a debut in Harry Wilson today. We've got a line from Fleetwood yesterday, who's an exciting midfield player. So we're very much looking forward to it and seeing the fans today.
That's my next question about the squad. I heard Bradley Holmes has gone back to Blackpool. There is a problem at the moment, isn't there, with Football League sides and COVID?
Yeah.
So it's they're all being recalled, aren't they, at the moment?
That's disappointing, you know, because Brad sat at home today doing nothing, but, you know, fully understand. Got to thank Blackpool for their professionalism and their support with Brad Holmes. But it does allow us to work on our other thing, that we're looking at Regan Linney as a nine. And, you know, we've done a lot of work with Regan as a nine over the last 6 months. He'll get an opportunity. He'll have Warwicker and Ennis off the side of him. Then we'll go with a flat midfield three of Smith, Griffiths and Harry Wilson, new boy, and then and a back four bringing Donoghue back in alongside Jones, Morris and Andy White at left back with Lava coming behind. So, you know, it's strong. I've had to leave a couple out. Delighted to see Michael Potts back in the squad today. He'll be on the bench and hopefully itching to get minutes over Christmas. But listen, Ben, like always, we're here to do a job. We're here to get a result and we're going to do everything we can do to please our fans today. And, you know, I'm going to put books into the back of my mind for now and just get ready for us.
Well, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Silverlands. Now, has anyone ever said how high up Silverlands is as a football ground? I believe it's mentioned occasionally.
It's 1,000 feet above sea level.
1,000 feet.
It's the highest market town in England.
James is struggling to breathe. Are you okay? He's fine. Oxygen has been supplied. I've come on jokingly like this because the fog, we might as well be in the clouds, might we, Paul? It is very, very borderline, isn't it?
And it was worse when we arrived. We can make out the other side of the pitch just about now.
That's the key, isn't it? It's whether the referee can see all the corner flags, and we can see all the corner flags up here. So I'm assuming it's fine down on pitch level. But, I mean, it is very, very foggy. Is it a leveller, Paul?
I don't know. I think the pitch is a leveller in terms of...
It's level.
Yeah, and it's a 3G. Well, a 4G, they call it, don't they, I think. So, for both sides, it's one of those level playing fields, I suppose you could say.
Well, welcome everyone to FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. Buxton, top of the table, Buxton against our very own FC United of Manchester. If you're listening for Buxton, you're of course very, very welcome. But the clue is in the name of the radio station. But we are quite evenly balanced and fair at times. Right, Paul, big game. Do we use another cliche? Yeah, I'm gonna use a cliche. Brace yourself, everyone. It's a free hit, this, isn't it?
Well, there's different ways of looking at it. One way of looking at it is that Buxton, the top of the table, they've only lost one game in 20. The last time they lost here in a league game was February 2020. It's nearly 2 years ago. That's 19 home games ago. Now, records are there to be broken.
And that's the league. They have been beaten there this season by Cone in the FA Trophy, I think.
And Morecambe in the FA Cup.
So it is, well, Morecambe's one thing, but Cone a step below us. It is possible, but we have to be 10 out of 10, don't we?
We have to beat our best today.
Yeah.
But, again, another factor is we usually do well on this ground. We've only lost one in 9 visits, and that was back in 2010. So we do tend to raise our game at Buxton for some reason, and let's hope we do that this afternoon.
There is some team news. Brad Holmes has gone back to Blackpool. Just a general vibe I'm getting. There's a fair number of league clubs who are recalling players at the moment. And it is because of COVID.
Yeah.
They're running short of players. I'm not saying that's what's happened with Brad Holmes, but we send him our best, don't we, really? I mean, he's been good for us this first half of the season.
From what I heard, he enjoyed his time with us and he was a bit disappointed to go back. But, he did quite well for us. One of our better loan signings, I would say, along with Kyne Hayes.
So up front today, we believe Regan Linney is going to be wearing number 9 and playing up front. It's a position they've been working on. He has played there before for us, hasn't he? So that does mean that Ali Wadaka and Charlie Ennis feature as attacking midfielders. And new loanee signing from Fleetwood, Harry Wilson, youngster, 17, Paul.
Yeah, he's a Northern Ireland youth international, I think. He's just got a 3-year contract and he's very highly rated. Again, we've heard this before, but 17 years of age, quite a talent, we believe. But we'll find out this afternoon whether he can step up to the NPL.
Well, Keane Hayes was good, wasn't he?
So he was pretty good.
Yeah. We have to go back to last week's performance against Stafford. It was a bit of a makeshift team that afternoon, but that was one of the best performances of the season, looking back. It was just solid and well organised and just went to plan perfectly.
I think it was Jonathan Smith's best game for us, and he was playing in his natural position, and the midfield worked very well last week, I thought it was a very good performance. We got a bit of luck last week. Whether we'll get some luck this week, who knows, but that certainly helped us along the way. But the fact that Michael Potts is still missing, he's on the bench this afternoon.
That's positive, he's on the bench. He obviously is coming back.
I think he's going to be very much ready for the Ashton game on the 27th. But for this afternoon, he's going to be on the bench. But that partly tells you how well it went last week, I think.
Joe White has dropped to the bench as well. He's been
on Championship Manager, he'd be 75%. You'd be looking at 75 to 90% fitness. So he's on the bench today. So Andy White is going back to left back, which is his
more
normal
not
position.
Natural position, yeah.
And Michael Donoghue is back in. He's been out for a while now, so he's got to hit the ground running, hasn't he?
Literally.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a tough assignment today, of course. We know this. Looking at the Buxton side, Jamie Ward is the danger man, if you want to call it that.
Well, we would have said Diego Di Girolamo was the danger man, but he's out injured at the moment, isn't he?
The danger man is as in, I think it's 15 goals and 7 assists.
Yeah, but as is the way with Buxton this season, you know, one brilliant player leaves.
Rabbit out of the hat.
And here comes another. Jason Gilchrist, the player, of course, we know very, very well.
Yeah, yeah. Very. He made a debut as sub last week and he's got a start today. Obviously, we've got to nullify him. But I think Jamie Ward is a very dangerous player.
Yeah.
He's too...
This is not his level of the game, is it?
35 caps for Northern Ireland. Say no more. You know, he's an established international player. But they've got some quality throughout the side, and we saw that at Broadhurst back in August, was it?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Against the top four, we've been all right. We drew away... Oh, blimey, that's loud. We drew away at South Shields. We've drawn with Buxton. We beat Bamber Bridge. We should have got a point at least against Matlock. So,
yeah, we were seconds away from a point at Matlock, really.
We do up our game.
Yeah, and that's the hope this afternoon. I think nobody expects us to get a win today. That's something on our side.
James. No one's expecting a win today. Temper your expectations.
But if we do pull off a result, it'll feel like double points.
Yeah. And, I mean, to use a Formula One expression, it's not Buxton's not really our race this year, is it, really? So the playoffs is still a possibility. It's a distant possibility.
Is it 10 points?
Yeah, I think it's 9. It's not going to be solved today, though, is it?
No, it's a long slog, isn't it? We're halfway in the season, aren't we, as far as games are played? And I think it's
8 points, by the way, to the playoffs.
Right. I think it's down to us to string some wins together. And, of course, today is not the easiest game by any means to continue a run. But we have gone 2 games without conceding a goal.
Yeah.
And the last time we went 3 without conceding a goal was 5 years ago.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's a rarity.
That's incredible.
Dave Carnell was in goal then.
But what I'm trying to say is that, going back to my statement before about it being a free hit, Ashton United and Radcliffe, those are the games. Really,
well, yeah, we've got.
This is a bonus.
6 points. I mean, a draw today and wins in the next 2 will put us in a strong position, I think, for a further push. We certainly don't want to lose any of these games over the festive period. Today, I think a point would be a very, very valuable point.
Well, let's welcome our lead commentator for this afternoon. Of course, it's James Quinn. Hello, James. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Good afternoon, everyone.
That was, for those people who are unaware about the weather conditions here in Derbyshire, that was a fun drive over the hill, wasn't it?
It was. It just got thicker and thicker. And of course, I ended up ringing Ben about hands-free from the gravel, fitting thing. Is it on this? Because it was so thick. My first game, as a Johnny come lately, my first game supporting FC was I was invited to do something at Malcolm's, and it was a game against Hensford.
Oh yeah.
2008, which was played in fog, and I was stood in the SMRE, and when FC scored up the other end, there was shouts of "Have we scored another goal?" Because people actually you couldn't see.
There was another
what
chant.
Happened.
You'll never see Sam Ashton.
I can think of the worst game of fog.
Nantwich.
Nantwich away, wasn't it?
Where Ludacris Quistin was sent off and nobody noticed.
Well, it's a bit like Lowestoft away for us, wasn't it, Paul?
Yeah.
Where we were told by a listener in Norway while we were commentating, you know FC have gone down to 10 men? or was it Lowestoft?
It was a Lowestoft player, yeah.
You know Lowestoft down to 10 men? Yeah. We were like Chris Kamara moment, wasn't
yeah,
it?
We had a slightly restricted view at Lowestoft. And we were commentating in Holland.
Yeah.
So we allow for that as well.
And we've been up since 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's hand over to our commentary team now for this game. This is FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. FC United taking on Buxton here at Silverlands. We should say, before we hand over fully, one game postponed to be ominous. Witten against South Shields, COVID related. So, you know, that's looming large, isn't it? So let's enjoy what we can while we can.
Absolutely.
And on that note, his stato poll. But first, Mr. James Quinn.
Well, thank you very much, Ben. And tough game for FC. But as Paul Hinson was just saying moments ago, FC with a good record at this ground. And they'll be looking to carry that on today in difficult circumstances. The mist is lifting slightly. You'll have to make allowances for early on as we try and pick the players out on the far side of the ground at times. Is this the toughest game FC have had this season? The leaders away.
Quite possibly. I think if you look at the wage bill that Buxton have got and the quality of players, we've already talked about Jamie Ward, Jason Gilchrist, there's one or two others that are really good players. They're a well constructed side. They're playing on a very familiar artificial surface. They're in good form. They've won the last two games very handsomely. They're unbeaten here for nearly 2 years. Everything seems to be in their favour at the moment in terms of league games. But having said that, it's a football match and you never know, do you?
Nathan Fox will take this throw a few yards from the corner flag. Left-hand side as Buxton go forward here. Throw comes in. And ball comes back there to Middleton on the halfway line. Square ball to Hurst. Hurst will slide it through neatly. And that's a good ball. And it's a real chance here. Oh, a great save. Yet again, FC Bacon save. But the ball isn't clear by any means here. Buxton still having an edge. Left foot shot. And Lavakin has to make a save. And a brilliant save. It was Tommy Elliott who's through on goal. It's Warren Clark plays it in there. And then Griffiths with some decent defending. He half clears it. It's picked up by Tommy Elliott. Tommy Elliott through ball Hurst. Hurst out to the left-hand side. Jamie Ward's cross. Decent delivery! And all too easy. I think it's Tommy Elliott. But I'm afraid nobody was tight enough to him. It was a perfect cross from Ward and a perfect delivery to Lavercombe's right. He had no chance. Nothing he could do. But for the first time in these last three games, FC's defences are breached. And a straightforward goal. And the league leaders are in front.
Dom Tier,
the scorer. Lavercombe takes this free kick. We've got 3.5 minutes to go, plus added time to the break. FC have it now. Andy White out to the left-hand side. Ball is played forward. Good run forward here by Ennis towards the corner flag. Can he get across it? Ennis, can he get it back? Can he play it back? Here's a chance for goal. What a block. Griffiths had a chance, but great defending by Buxton. It really was. It was good work from FC. Now, can they find something here? Ennis preparing to take this one. Plenty of blue shirts up there for him to aim at. So he gets ready to take this one, floats it in. Decent looking delivery. Smith heads it against the bar. Fine cross. And FC, well, got quality here. They've certainly got a chance here. Donoghue has it now. Donoghue driving down the right-hand side through that mist there. Into the box, Donoghue. Left-footed shot, just wide. Well, what a goal that would have been. He just, three or four players there. Excellent work, but just couldn't find accuracy with the shot. And it remains 1-0 Buxton. But FC have looked lively in the second half. All is cleared. Morris goes up for this one. Morris with a volley. Headed away by James. Oh, lovely work from Griffiths there. A back heel volley. Now Linney on the edge of the box. Thinks about a speculative shot. And it just goes over. He really hit that rather sweetly, did Linney. And all of a sudden, Buxton on the attack here. Right-hand side into the box. Good interplay. Chance for 2-0. But that was it. Was it Gilchrist who put it straight at the keeper there? That was a chance.
This is a good position for a free kick.
It really is. Close to the byline. Close to the edge of the penalty area. This is the kind of opportunity FC wanted to... It's like that Harry Wilson has stood alone on the edge of the box. Now he's been spotted. But, well, someone isn't 10 yards from that. Some Buxtonian in a white shirt.
This is where the training ground work comes in.
Donoghue stayed back. But here we go, in it comes. Low comes in, it's gone in! And FC equalises, it's Curtis Jones! And there was something of the training ground about that, the way that Curtis Jones sort of sped in and met this low cross, got on the end of it and equalised. Fine goal, and I think I think Paul, a deserved equaliser for FC.
I think in the second half we've been the more dangerous looking side, and I don't think Buxton can have any complaints. It's become rather long ball, hopefully, from Buxton, hasn't it?
As the ball is cleared back by FC and then pushed over. Surely FC player was fouled there, but FC have it. Anyway, it's Ennis, great ball from Jones. Ennis flicking it through, it's a great ball! It's a chance! It's Dunworth! It's 2-1! It's absolutely magnificent football! Curtis Jones, superb pass! And then another ball from Ennis, and a perfectly timed run by Duckworth, and FC United lead by 2-1.
Well, this is a coupon buster. I think FC have had the better of the second half, and I think it shows on the scoreline.
Two fantastic balls in that build-up. Jones starting it all.
Absolutely superb from FC United. Well,
an upset on the cards, but there's still 10 minutes to go.
Indeed. Well, what a fine contest it's been. Credit to FC. I think Buxton have lost their way a bit in the second half. They've done that kind of very quick pressing. They were doing very quick interplay that we're doing in the early part of the game.
I think the fact that Ward was taken off says something about the way the game has gone in the second half.
Buxton have it back just inside their own half. We're in the 89th minute now. Ball played forward. 90 seconds to go. Buxton bring it forward now. The player goes down. Buxton have it left hand side now. And it comes in the box on the turn. Blocked. FC with a clearance. Can they bring this forward now? And now, on his own, it's Linney. Linney's got Dunworth inside him. Dunworth with a chance. And it's Chowell. It hits the foot of the keeper. Wins a corner ball. A great break there. Well, he made himself big, but he's pretty fortunate there, Richardson. Because Duckworth placed it there, and it just caught the studs of the keeper, and it's a corner ball right hand side. We're into the final minute of the 90, and it's all over, and FC have done it. An absolutely superb victory for FC United.
The Silverlands jinx is alive and well,
and all credit to Neil Reynolds and his men. They went down 1-0 early on after a headed goal by Dom Tier, and gradually fought their way back. Superb work in the second half from FC. Firstly, a beautiful opportunist goal from Curtis Jones from a low cross from Ennis, and then threaded passes from Curtis Jones and then by Charlie Ennis for Duckworth to get onto, and substitute Joe Duckworth with a lovely finish, and FC United coming away with 3 points, and we believe that with results as they are, that will move FC up into eighth place tonight. Still some way off the playoffs, but
closer than we were at the start of the day, though, James. We're now, as things stand, we're 7 points from the playoffs. We started the day 8 points from the playoffs, so.
Well, that was
this is a bonus result, Paul. We're not turning back the clock. We said at the start of the day that we're not expected to do anything here, and we picked up 3 points, which is brilliant.
And the thing about it is that we were the better side in the second half, considerably better. And I think nobody can take that away from us. We deserve this victory. This is not a smash and grab.
Who's your man of the match, Paul?
That's a tough one,
isn't it? It is a tough one, isn't it?
We've seen some pretty heroic performances in all the shirts this afternoon. I think the defence were brilliant this afternoon. They stood strong in that first half.
You know what sways it for me? The goal, the heroic defending, and his part in creating the winner. Curtis Jones.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
Yeah, I can have that.
James, Curtis Jones, happy with
that? Yes, I'll go along with that, yeah.
Well, I'm stunned by that performance, I'll be honest, lads. I don't know what to say.
It's not just the result, it's the performance, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. They've gone above and beyond this afternoon. And, you mentioned the record here at Silverlands. You know what it's partly down to? There's something about coming to Buxton as an FC United fan. It's close enough. And the train up here as well, it just presents the fans with something to do before the match, let's say. And
everybody raises the game, it seems, at Silverlands, from an FC point of view.
Both players and supporters. And
all the supporters in the stand opposite us over here. I mean, the two performances against Michelover and Stafford Rangers were good, but this is the springboard, isn't it, as we head to the Christmas period and after?
He's got to convince the players now to keep this going and don't take their foot off the gas. If they can win at Buxton, where can they go?
Anywhere. So let me just confirm the full-time scores from elsewhere. Whitby Town, no surprise really, beating Granford Town by 3-0. Warrington losing at home to Scarborough by 2-0. So what that does... Oh, and I should say, Bamber Bridge aren't miles clear, are they? They were beaten by Gainsborough Trinity. So how it all looks at the moment, Buxton obviously have still got that two-point lead over Matlock in the FA Trophy today. 4 points now between Buxton and Bamber Bridge. So it's not been too bad for Buxton, as it was one of their games in hand that they had over Matlock and Bamber Bridge. But for everyone else, it's got really, really interesting with Warrington being beaten and Bamber Bridge being beaten. The gap now between Bamber Bridge and Warrington outside the playoffs is 4 points. We said a couple of weeks ago, didn't we? We think there's only one spot available. It's starting to look, it might be two. South Shields aren't brilliant at the minute. It could be three spots available, Paul, for the playoffs that everyone's competing for.
And there's a lot of points to play for yet.
And just to let everyone know, obviously with Scarborough and FC United winning, that mid-table pack, who've been out of the playoff race for this first part of the season, are starting to claw them back in. All set for that notorious second half of the season, James.
Yeah, where FC will go 18 undefeated.
Well, Paul,
I'll have to go.
Have a Merry Christmas, my friend.
Yes, all the best to all the listeners.
All the best, mate.
Cheers.
So that's Paul bowing out. We'll see Paul again. Is that home or away? I've forgotten. Home against Ashton United on the 27th. And, of course, we'll be bringing you commentary from that game at Broadhurst Park. That's going to be a big game. We should mention the fact as well, next up for Buxton, away trip to Matlock next week on the 27th. So, I mean, that's going to be very, very interesting, isn't it? Matlock, incidentally, going out of the FA Trophy by 1-0 at home to York City. It's still being played at Morpeth Town. It's 3-3 between themselves and Lancaster. So that's not been decided. Nantwich Town have been knocked out in Norfolk to National League side Kings Lynn Town. And the other game was Radcliffe, wasn't it? Radcliffe losing to Spennymoor at home. So at the moment, it's looking like only one MPL side will progress to the fourth round, and I'm only saying that because it's even more before Lancaster, and both are all square at the moment. So how do we keep a lid on this now, James, because it is still 2021.
It
the
is.
League's not been won yet and promotion not been guaranteed, but I mean, Buxton are out of our league this year, but the playoffs are very much on now. I think we can get excited, can't we, about what's possible?
I think it's remarkable what's happened in the last 4 or 5 weeks, because you remember the doldrums that the club was in, some of the results and the, you know, the usual kind of questioning then of the management and everything, and then suddenly they put it together. And when you consider key players still missing, you think, you know, Potts and Dodd have been regarded as kind of fulcrums of this team. You're really part of the engine.
I said at half time, you can imagine how close he would be, no disrespect to the players who were playing, but if Dodd and Potts were in the starting 11, and they're not, and you know, Bradley Holmes going back to Blackpool, Linney playing in a makeshift nine position, he had a phenomenal game up front. Did Regan Linney? I was tempted by Regan Linney, actually, in our deliberations.
And in an unfamiliar role, I thought he's...
And I have to make a public apology to Duckworth. I said at half-time, Duckworth, we saw at Stafford, he was making runs and he was being pushed off the ball. Nowhere near the ball. He was just being stopped from making those runs. And I said, you know, if he's playing against James Hurst, that's going to happen in this game. So maybe that's one for towards the end. But he was brilliant when he came on.
Yeah, he was.
And what a goal. And he should have made, he nearly made it 3-1 as well.
In your defence, you said that you thought that the centre-back would put him in his, maybe keep him in his pocket, but actually he moved out to the right, so maybe that was the thing that Granite... But no, but I think it really wouldn't have mattered who's defending. That was one of a really, you know, if you were looking at great goals in the history of FC, you might put that in the shortlist, mightn't you?
It was just the way it was front to back, wasn't it? It was not in an old school way. It was just one through ball, Jones, and I can't remember who did the through ball through to Duckworth, but it was just brilliantly played right through the middle. And Paul was right. Buxton started to go way off their game, and it all started in the at half time. Really, they just towards half time, they just started to change the way they play, and we didn't.
And well, it was it'd be interesting to see actually what was said at half time, whether anything of significance, because
belief, I mean, they reckon.
Well, there would have been, but it's also the way that FC were definitely coming into it more in the first half, and because Buxton had that early initiative. But thank you very much, Neil. Surely one of your great days at FC.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I never thought about it like that, actually, when you just said that. To come here, was it 20 unbeaten, and get a win, which we knew we could, you know, and I'm not coming up here saying, you know, we knew we were going to win. First 15 minutes of the game, we needed Dan Lavercombe. He was absolutely outstanding. I think we froze a little bit. I think we expected a little bit more. But then as the game grew on, first half, hitting the post, hitting the crossbar, Griff could have scored. Corner, you wait till you see it again. It's a goal all day long. I've just seen it. It's no foul. You know, one fizz across the box. And then they always had a bit of belief at half-time. We talked and, you know, we said this time last week at Stafford, we don't come in here without at least a point. We went and got three. Said to the lads, you know, you go one way or the other here. You either crumble and become another victim of Buxton, or you go and take the game to him. And we did. I thought Regan Linney up front was magnificent. He's running. We got the goal back from Curtis Jones. We made the sub. We were brave. You know, people would have sat for a point. We didn't. We sacrificed midfielder, put another forward. We go and get the win. 2-1. And fully deserved. And there could have been more towards the end. Duckworth could have scored. And fully deserved win. But like I said to their fans, and I mean this, James, when I say this, let's make a statement here. Buxton are top of the league for a reason. They've been consistently the best side in the league. They deserve to be where they are. I'm sure that they'll go up this season. But I've also said that when my side is fully fit and we've got bodies around to choose from, we're as good as anything. And our record against the top sides now this season showed that. And we've got to kick on now.
Half time, you mentioned, was it really a conversation about mentality more than tactical aspects of the game?
You talked about being brave. I know managers say about being brave, but when I say be brave on the ball, be brave off the ball. You know, get your shape back, get nice and narrow, be compact, and when you get it, go and express yourself. And we knew, you know, especially when they changed it, and no disrespect to Josh Granite, he's been a wonderful player, but, you know, comes on at centre-half, it gives a bit of a lift because we know he didn't have, you know, the legs he used to have. And we thought we could expose him in key areas. And I don't know if you've seen from up here, we sent a little message on with Joe Ducker that he would have handed over to Charlie Ennis, and we did exactly just that. But listen, we've come good last few. Have we come good? I don't know. I think we've been good in spells all season. I think we've just been really hindered by a lack of depth. But, you know, what's that? Three wins on the spin now. I don't know how the results have gone on. I don't know where we are up to in the league. But, you know, that's a massive statement for us. Hey, it's a big statement for us. But is there any point in coming here and winning and not following up now Broadhurst Park? So that's the consistency. That's our ingredients now we've got to do. You know, listen, I'm not going to stand on the radio and say we're going to win every single game because we beat Buxton now. That's not how it works. It's a really good level of football. But it gives us a benchmark. You know, it gives us real confidence going into Christmas.
A few weeks ago, if you'd said you'll be missing Potts and Dodd, people would have been very crestfallen. How close is Jonathan Smith to having the shirt almost in that? So, for example, just as one example.
Potts doesn't get it back, you know, and people laugh, you know. Got a strong score. Look at Andy White at fullback. You know, Donny's going to come back in, and Potts is a wonderful player. I turn around today, I've got Michael Potts on the bench, and I don't use him. Got Drew Baker on the bench, and I don't use him. It's a wonderful array of talent to have, but I've wanted this all season. You know, I don't mind the challenging conversations when we're winning. You know, knock on my door when we've won. It's easy to knock on my door when we've lost, and we kind of, you know, we're threadbare as a squad. But we're in that dressing room now, everyone's happy. Potts is the first person that's kind of rallying the troops and giving a bit of a sing song. You know, he said to me last week, you know, in an ideal world, they don't get his shirt back because Smith and Griffiths carry on doing it. And that's what they do. You know, they've got to be a bit nasty with each other now in terms of not falling out personally, but go and wrestle each other's shirt off your back, because for me as a manager, it's quite an easy one now. Smith and Griffiths have done really well in there. It's up to Potts to go and wrestle it back.
Duckworth's composure. I mean, he's a young player, he's come from. What, two leagues below, is it? Mm-hmm. How How exciting is that as a prospect? Just when we've lost your man going back to Blackpool.
I mean, people won't know. We've done a lot of work with Regan Linney as a nine. So people say, have you got something up your sleeve, Renault? Yeah, I have Regan Linney because he can do that. Joe Duckworth, I watched. I found him. You know, lower leagues, great player. You've seen, he starts at Stafford, he comes off the bench today. So go make yourself a real hero with the FC fans. And he did, what a composed finish, what a great run. But honestly, I can't. If this game was recorded on Match of the Day, you would watch the ball from Charlie Ennis time and time again. That kid, he might be getting older, he's 32 next week, he's definitely getting younger, getting more composed, he's superb.
But it was also the ball from Curtis Jones as well. It was a beautiful front to back through the middle. I mean,
I've got Curtis Jones and Morris back, haven't I, now at centre-half, and they're doing great. I've got White there. I thought Donoghue was excellent when he come back in today. And people say, do you change your winning side? And we do. You know, we do. I've got a bit of a, sorry for saying it, Ferguson philosophy, where he doesn't like keeping his same 11, and I don't, you know. But that's not to kind of threaten people's positions. That's just keep people fresh and at it, you know. And there's a long way to go now. And if we're going to be, you know, where potentially we could be at the end of the season, I'm going to have to maximise this squad and keep rotating and keeping people fresh. But I'll tell you what, James, I'm going to enjoy this one tonight.
I'm sure.
It's Christmas and we're going to enjoy it.
We could have given it to a few people. We thought about Linney, for example, but we gave it to Curtis Jones as man of the match.
Who gave him Curtis Jones?
Me.
I also gave it Curtis Jones on the bench. Ask Chaddy. I also gave it Curtis Jones on the bench. Yeah. I just thought the way he marshalled and organised, it could have been Linney, but it was Curtis Jones for me. I thought he was absolutely outstanding. You know, I've got good players in this side, but there's a hunger in that dressing room now. We've had tough times this season. But, you know, this is for everybody now, connected with the club. I want to wish everyone happy Christmas, you know, at home. And thanks for all your support. And hopefully we'll see everyone down on the 27th and we can make it four wins on the spin.
Well, thank you very much, Neil. Please congratulate the player. Say happy Christmas. Normally I'd go and say hello, but with COVID, I'm going to keep it cautious.
Fully understandable.
But thank you so much for all you're doing for the club. And fantastic afternoon here at Silverlands.
What an away following. Yeah. What an away following.
We love coming here. Yeah. We really do. Just to give you some maths, we're 9 points from Bamber Bridge, who we're beating today.
They're beaten?
Yeah. And Whitby Town are in the playoffs now because Warrington got beat. And we're 7 points from Whitby. So when I said to you a few weeks ago, I think it's one place, I don't think it is anymore. So
we've just got to keep our heads down, keep doing what we're doing, go about our business quietly and see what happens. But, you know, mentally proud of everyone today. And well done.
And you must surely demand 6 points from these two Christmas fixtures.
Easy said than done,
though. I know that. But
if you would have said 3 games ago we had 15 points to play for, what would you have taken? I would have taken 10. You know, and that's not me saying that I don't want 6.
Well, that means we just get 1 point at Christmas. Well,
maybe, you know, but that was before the game started. Now you can obviously, you know, do your think your rationally and think what I want from the next 2 games. But it'll be tough. But we've got to go into it full of heart, full of belief, and we'll enjoy Christmas. We're going to train hard before Christmas. We'll enjoy Christmas, and we'll see everyone at Broadhurst Park on the 27th.
Merry Christmas.
All right, Merry Christmas,
thank you,
everyone.
Neil. Merry Christmas.
Cheers.
Thanks, mate.
Neil Reynolds there speaking following his side's 2-1 win at league leaders Buxton. Let's have some more post-match reaction now from Saturday's win. Here's FC Live's man of the match, defender Curtis Jones.
What a performance and a goal as well.
Yeah, it's not like me to get a goal, but I think the game, we struggled, I think, the first 10, 15 minutes. I think we struggled with the two wingers coming inside and the 10 and the 9. It was just a massive overload, and I think it took us a bit to get used to that. I think we kind of, Dan saved us, I think, with one big save. And I think after the 10-minute spell, we got to grips with it quick. And then from there, it was a great game. I don't think many teams will come here and come away with 3 points. But like I said, I think we read the 10-minute spell that they had, and then it was an even game. And second half, I think we showed on astral turf as well, I think it suits us sometimes, and I think that showed today. I think some of the patterns of play we played, and the second goal from me to Chaz, and then from you to Chaz to Joe, and it's unbelievable, brilliant.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, their goal came against the run of play. Mm-hmm. You know, we were all over them, basically. We just weren't getting the shots on target. You know, I think early we had one sort of like near post, a couple went fizzing over.
Yeah,
and
Griff had a chance in as well. Yeah, I think their goal was tough. I think they took a quick free kick. I don't think anyone was switched onto it, and then it's come back out and they've put it out wide again. I just don't think we were switched on, but I think maybe with the chances that they missed, maybe that was going to happen. But the way we reacted, I think, was the biggest positive. I think second half we come out and we come out flying. I don't think they did much second half at all. And I think we dominated. We really did dominate second half.
Yeah, I mean, I think sometimes the biggest compliment another team can pay you is to change their shape to try and counter what's happening, because we were just overloading their defence, especially the last 20 minutes after the second half started. didn't have an answer.
Yeah, of course. And like I said before, I don't think many teams will come here and get 3 points. You know, they've got such a good team and such a good management team as well. I think teams struggle when they come here. You see the results. Teams are getting beat 4-0, 5-0, 5-1. So to come here and get a 2-1 win is massive, absolutely massive.
OK, well, you know, great performance all over the pitch from all over the all the team. But FC Radio gave you Man of the Match. Congratulations and have a great Christmas.
Oh, thank you.
Saturday's Man of the Match, Curtis Jones there speaking to Tim. Next up for the Reds will be a home encounter against Ashton United next Monday, the 27th of December. This match will be pay on the gate, adults £12, £7 concessions, under 18s £3 and under 5s are free with a paying adult. Kick-off next Monday will be 3 o'clock. But remember, if you cannot make this game in person, then have no fear, the FC Live team are here. They'll be going to air from 2:30pm from Broadhurst Park. Well, that's it for this week's edition of This Club Is My Club. Remember, for all the latest goings-on from the world of FC United, you can visit the website www.fc-utd.co.uk. But I've been Ben, and you all make sure you all have a lovely and merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.